Well, on a night in which you want to make sure there's an extra log on the fire, snuggle on in underneath a blanket, enjoy some basketball action. With us tonight here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the Ellsworth Panthers, Haley Yeager, the Stout graduate of just a couple of years ago in her first year, has Ellsworth at 1-2 overall, 0-1 in the conference. They'll start off the sophomore Olivia Maher, a freshman Jenna Stoltenberg, a junior in Alexis Marks, and seniors McKenna Gard and Morgan Halverson. So Maher, Stoltenberg, Marks, Gard, and Halverson for Ellsworth. Now for Michelle Poplinski's Altoona squad, 2-2 overall. They too, though, are 0-1 in the Middle Border Conference. The senior Addie Siverling, along with the senior Amber Bersenia, junior Braylon Siverling, senior Emma Lima, and junior Lilia Duquesne. So it's Addie Siverling, Bracina, Braylon Siverling, Lima, and Duquesne for Altoona. And don't let all those seniors for Altoona fool you. A lot of the seniors they have tonight playing didn't necessarily see a lot of minutes last year, but Derek, the positive is they were still with this varsity squad last season, even if they didn't get a lot of minutes.
Yeah, just the simple fact they were on the varsity squad can be enough that they were practicing at that level and were sometimes getting minutes, albeit not a lot of them, but it's varsity level nonetheless.
All right, in the first half, Altoona wearing the white will go left to right. Across your listening device, Ellsworth in the blues will head from right to left. Ball's up in the air, the opening tap controlled by Altoona, and away we go. Addie Siverling to the free throw line, kicks it out to her sister, Braylon, who tries to drive through. She's stopped, though, at the right block. Now trying to work her way on in is Emma Lima. She can't from the left side. Left side of the lane. Here's Duquesne. Spits it high out left to Addie Siverling. Both games last year did not feature an awful lot of scoring. They were low-scoring tug-of-wars. Underneath, finding herself loose is Amber Bersenia, and she'll score with a right-hand shot off the window. And Altoona out to the early 2-0 lead. These are, again, two teams both looking to find their scoring early in the year. And a turnover here by Ellsworth as Ellsworth tried to drive on through with Jenna Stoltenberg, but she lost the handle in the lane. The ball goes across the baseline out of bounds. The freshman Stoltenberg, by the way, played a big role in Ellsworth's season opening win against River Falls a couple of weeks ago. Hit a big three-pointer that gave them the lead in the final minute of regulation. Altoona ball. Pass fed underneath to Emma Lehman. Lima had got in position on her defender, ran underneath, caught the pass from Braylon Siverling from the right side, turns around and floats it in, and it's 4-0 Altoona.
And that's what you call a hot start from Altoona, getting on the board quickly.
Altoona out to the 4-0 lead, just over a minute into this one. Driving the baseline and using her size and scoring with the right-hand shot is Morgan Halverson. Halverson for Ellsworth gets them on the board. She's one player who is back from last year's squad. She's really the only player that Altoona had much film on coming into today. Addie Siverling driving in right side of the lane, off the window, too strong. Flying through for the rebound, though, as Duquesne tries to pass it back into the corner, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Ellsworth ball. Nice offensive rebound by Duquesne, but her pass into the left corner was out of the reach of Addie Siverling. And the turnover back to Ellsworth. So Ellsworth ball. Altoona leads 4-2, couple minutes in to this one. Between the wheels, Marks, high out right. That is Maher for Ellsworth. Right side line for Stoltenberg. Left-hand dribble stops at the free throw line extended and throws it back out to midcourt to Maher, who will reload the offense. Patrolling, seeing what might be there, bounces a feet into the paint. It's knocked away. Ball's loose on the deck, diving for Braylon Siverling for Altoona. She gets bottled up with Stoltenberg for Ellsworth. It'll be a hell ball situation, and the arrow points for Ellsworth. So Ellsworth maintains possession. Maher drives to the right side, jumps through the lane, lands at the right block, and puts it off the window and scores. A powerful Euro step move for Maher, and she scores, and the game tied at 4, 15:30 left in the first half.
Yep, it's a simple start for both teams, getting on the board, and really haven't missed a lot of shots here, just one miss here to start.
Altoona ball, feed underneath to Persina. She had to save it, though, on the baseline. Altoona gets it back, though, high on the left, Addie Siverling. Right wing for Bersina, free throw line for Duquesne. She drives in, hook shot with the right hand, no off the window, offensive rebound, Altoona thrown outside to Braylon Siverling, left side three, no off the back heel. Ball chased down the corner by Halverson for Ellsworth. She'll run up the floor, two on two. Halverson, left hand, powers into the lane, knocks over Braylon Siverling. Shot goes up, no, but a foul on Braylon Siverling of Altoona. And Morgan Halverson, who looked very comfortable as the big running the floor, will go to the line shooting two. Braylon Siverling tried to get in the way of that one, but it was like a bunny rabbit standing in front of a Jeep Cherokee. As Halverson's free throw is up and in. Foul on Braylon Siverling, her first, team's first as well. Ellsworth with their first lead at 5-4, 14:50 to go in the first half. Second free throw, pitter patters on the rim and falls on in, so Halverson hits both free throws. Ellsworth on a 6-0 run to take a 6-4 lead early in the first half. Duquesne, right block for Altoona, turnaround shot, no, as she was being guarded closely there by Maher, who didn't give her a good angle to shoot, and the rebound back to Ellsworth. Left corner, Maher. Curls into the lane, stops in the lane, puts up a shot. Fingertip, though, away from her by Duquesne. Got just enough of it on a block. Ball goes out of bounds across the baseline. It will stay with Ellsworth down to our left. Pitched back in. ILF marks. Pass into the left corner for Stoltenberg, but she dribbles it off of her left shoelaces. Out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Altoona, down by two early in the first half.
Yeah, they need to find a way to respond to that 6-0 run from Ellsworth, which, to be fair, was a good job from Ellsworth responding to Altoona's 4-0 start. So Altoona needs to find their response right back to it.
Duquesne, free throw line, back to the hoop. Tries to throw it back outside along the far sideline, but it's out of bounds. She had gotten a pass from Brasina, and then wanted to go right back to Brasina with the pass, but Brasina had vacated that spot. A little miscommunication, not quite the mind meld on that one. Altoona, though, forces the turnover at midcourt, a two-on-one. Bounce feed ahead to Addie Siverling, but she has to fumble the ball and recollect it, and Altoona will just slow things down and wait to set up the offense. Braylon Siverling, left side of the lane. Backs her way down to the block. Turnaround, fadeaway shot. Oh, that one bounces around the rim, goes up in the air, and gets pulled on through. Little friendly rim for Braylon Siverling at home. Her bucket will tie the game at 6. Ellsworth trying to answer with a 3, but an air ball heaved up from the right side by Maher. Ball is bottled up underneath. Hell ball situation here, and the possession will go back to Altoona on the alternating possession arrow. As Lima had caught that air ball that had been heaved up there, but she got coagulated with a couple of Ellsworth players. Still, though, it'll be Altoona ball. 6-6 score, 13:15 left in the first half. Braylon Siverling across the midcourt stripe as Ellsworth showing some early full-court pressure, but not at a high-octane level. Free throw line, Addie Siverling backs her way out. Thought about the 3, but she was being shadowed by Stoltenberg. Pass goes in the lane, kicks around off a couple of shins, and another hell ball situation here as Halverson for Ellsworth got her hand on it. Kennedy Berg tried to rip it away for Altoona, could not, and the alternating arrow gives it back to Ellsworth.
And this is what we call back and forth basketball now, and this is what leads to good games. Altoona starts off hot, then Ellsworth goes on a run, and then Altoona gets it right back and then changes in possession repeatedly.
Halverson, a baseline jumper, rattles out no, and offensive rebound attempt here for Ellsworth. Well, wave it off. They're going to call foul. Going to call foul on Olivia Maher of Ellsworth. It'll be her first, team's first, and Altoona gets the ball. So Altoona ball, game tied at 6, 12:30 left in the first half. Again, both teams looking for their first conference win here in the first week of December. Right side of the line, Addie Seiberling. Altoona, even last year when they went 18-8, didn't have a lot of three-point threats. And that's continued on to this year. Braylon Seiberling lost her balance underneath, falls down to her hip, and the ball turned over to Ellsworth. But a carry will be called on the freshman, Jenna Stoltenberg, who had the ball right side but kind of fought with the ball as she was dribbling it. She gets called for the carry, and Altoona on the turnover has the basketball. Ball flung in to Braylon Seiberling, who has it in the front court, high out to the left. Braylon Seiberling, right wing for Lima. Lima overhead pass underneath to Berg. Berg, though, traveled. She caught the ball. She had about three steps, and she immediately knew it. She's got a sly smile on her face. Little catch and run there. Perfect if you're throwing a slant pass over the middle for a wide receiver.
Yep, that'd be a perfect catch for about 5 yards over the middle and possibly a first down if you're close to it.
Ball for a moment stolen away by Altoona, but a ball flown ahead into the front court is over ahead of everybody, and it's tracked down by Ellsworth. So Altoona got the turnover, but they give it right back to Ellsworth. Kick ball situation here is a entry pass for Ellsworth. Went off the left leg of Braylon Seiberling of Altoona. So it'll stay with Ellsworth. Schools haven't met each other a lot until recently, and as we said before, they've pretty much have split since Altoona entered into the Middle Border Conference. The teams each won last year on their home floor, both games extremely low scoring, painfully low scoring, if you will. And that's last year when both teams had reliable scoring. This year, both teams are still looking for what their scoring touch will be with so much turnover. Stoltenberg tried to drive through for Ellsworth, lost her balance, but the ball recollected by Ellsworth. Knifing on through Marks. Marks fouled as she tried to come through the right side. Took a hip check from both Brasina and Braylon Seiberling, and they're going to get Seiberling on the foul. That'll be her second already with 11:06 to play in the first half. A non-shooting foul. Michelle Poplinski is going to stay with Braylon Seiberling out there right now, but looks like she's getting ready to maybe sub for her at the next stoppage. Right side Marks for Ellsworth. Bullets a pass underneath for Liberty Grove. Grove caught the ball but got whacked on the arm. Another foul on Altoona. And this one will be on Duquesne. That'll be the team's third and her first as Altoona will check out Braylon Seiberling. Reset Altoona here now. In a moment, Bria Kleinsmith out there, seeing her for the first time here tonight. Pass finds the right block where Groh is there for Ellsworth, but her shot too strong off the window. Rebound Addie Seiberling, and Altoona has the ball. Out between the wheels, Duquesne flings a pass underneath to Brasina. Brasina at the baseline, though, got nudged out of bounds by Morgan Halverson. Brasina. Brasina asking, wait, was there a foul there? She took a little bit of a bump from Halverson, but they're going to give Halverson the benefit of the doubt. Kind of like playing NBA 2K. You kind of nudge that defender out of bounds, and the AI lets you do it.
Yep, just gave a little bit of a nudge out of bounds, and it ended up working out for Ellsworth.
Ball knocked out of bounds, far side at midcourt. It'll stay with Ellsworth. Game tied at 6, 10:20 to go in the first half. A couple dozen students are here on this Tuesday night, by the way. A three ball right sideline off the mark by Stoltenberg for Ellsworth. And Altoona the basketball as they look to reclaim the lead. Right hand dribble, Brasina. Knifes on through, finds herself open and scores with the right hand off the glass. Just cut right on through as though she was putting a fork through a pumpkin pie. The other way for Ellsworth. A three off the mark by Halverson. Offensive rebound, Ellsworth. Halverson again for three left corner, and this time she gets it. Morgan Halverson buries the three, and Ellsworth takes a 9-8 lead. 9-8 Ellsworth midway through the first half. Kleinsmith right wing, left hand dribble to the free throw line. Nowhere to go, though, as that lane closed off by Maher for Ellsworth. Right baseline, Addie Siverling. High out right, Kleinsmith. Lima at the top of the key. Chest pass underneath to Duquesne. Fumbles it off her hands. Ball's on the wood. Hell ball situation here as Groh had it for Ellsworth. She was on her rump and got tied up. And on the arrow, it'll be Altoona ball. They'll trigger it in from the hoop. They attack down to our right. Duquesne looking. Overhead pass to the right wing to Addie Siverling. Siverling's got Maher over her like stink on a skunk. Siverling gets herself loose, though, at the free throw line. Takes a jump shot. That hits off the back rim, front rim, and leaks off. No. Rebound, Ellsworth. High on the left, Stoltenberg. Right side driving through Marks. Marks fires it off the glass. No, is it? Falls off to the left side. Ball goes out of bounds across the baseline. Last touched by Groh for Ellsworth, going for the rebound. And it'll be Altoona ball. Well, that'll bring us to a timeout. Looks like timeout taken by Altoona. We'll take one with them. 8:54 to go in the first half. Ellsworth leads 9-8. This is high school basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
9-8 Ellsworth leads. 8:50 to play in the first half here from Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with you as well, as Ellsworth forces a turnover of Altoona, and Ellsworth has the ball. Left side three, though, too strong by Stoltenberg. Long rebound, kicks back to midcourt. It was first taken by Alexis Marks of Ellsworth right at midcourt, but she brought herself across the midcourt stripe, so that's an over and back. And Altoona on the turnover has the ball. So coming out of the Altoona timeout, they turn the ball over. Ellsworth then misses a three, and they turn the ball over. And Altoona has the ball down by a point. Addie Siverling comes to the lane, left side, off the glass of the left hand, rolls around the rim and falls on him. Addie Siverling's got her first 2 points, and Altoona leads 10-8. Morgan Halverson powers the way into the lane. A little bully ball. Left-hand shot, no. Offensive rebound. The putback will not go for guard for Ellsworth. Another offensive rebound for Ellsworth. The ball, though, leaks off the hands of Halverson. It goes out of bounds across the baseline, but there was going to be a foul anyway, and a foul on Halverson. A pushing foul on Morgan Halverson. It'll be her first and the team's second. Halverson, by the way, has some height and some size out there, and she uses that to her advantage out there. At midcourt, Addie Siverling has it. Right wing to Lily Duquesne. Wide open three. Barely grazed the front rim. Saved along the baseline by Kennedy Berg for Altoona, but it goes right back in the hands of Ellsworth, and Ellsworth with the basketball. Ellsworth trails by a point. Altoona leads 10-9. 7:40 to play in the first half, and a low-scoring rock fight. Left baseline jumper is an air ball by guard for Ellsworth, and Altoona has the ball. It's old-fashioned Naismith YMCA Peach Basket basketball so far in this one. First one, the 20, might get it, but that's what we expected tonight. Altoona throws the ball away along the baseline, a pass along the baseline, out of the reach of Addie Siverling, and the ball turned back to Ellsworth.
Yeah, going off of what you just said, this is turning into one of those games where it might be 20-25 points that decides who's going to win this game. And it could easily be the loser of this game could still be in the teens.
Marks, left side. Got to Halverson underneath. Halverson, turnaround shot, too strong. Nice defense on her by Emma Lima. A foul, though, on the rebound on Altoona. It'll be the fourth team foul. They're going to get Kennedy Berg on on that. Neither team scoring, but that was to be expected. Here's a three ball from the right corner. No for Olivia Maher for Ellsworth, and an offensive rebound for Altoona. It's Altoona basketball. Out between the wheels. Emma Lima with it. Left hand as she curls to the left sideline. Bounce feed to Berg at the left block. Berg tried to muster her way up, but a great job guarding her by Maher, so she throws it back into the left corner. A three on the way by Brasina. That one falls off, no. Rebound back to Ellsworth. 1 point lead for Altoona. Ellsworth has the ball, though. 6:20 to play in the first half. Guard, left baseline jumper. That's too strong for Ellsworth. Rebound along the baseline. Out of bounds. Last touch by Halverson for Ellsworth. And it'll be Altoona ball. Sort of game where if you're keeping the scoring, you're not going to need multiple pens today.
Yep, this is the type of game where if you're using X's and O's to keep track of makes and misses, you're probably going to have a lot of X's on your sheet.
The X's take the square today. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't matter whether you score 20 points or 80 points, as long as you win. That's all that matters. Oh, a great backdoor cut here by Brasina, and she'll score. She came leaking loose along the baseline, and a great pass found her, and she scores. Brasina's up to 6 points now, and Altoona leads 12-9, 5:40 to play in the first half. Ball knocked loose as Ellsworth in the front court. It goes out of bounds to the student section opposite of us, and it'll stay Ellsworth basketball. So a three-point lead for Altoona as Braylon Siverling and her two fouls check back in. Braylon Siverling along with Brasina out there. We have to figure out, there we go. We have to figure out this, there we go. Pass to the left side for Ellsworth, a foul away from the ball. Yeah, Lily Duquesne called for the foul. That'll be her second, team's fifth. And now Duquesne will take a seat on the bench. Altoona played last night, lost by 20 at Rice Lake, but it was an even game in the second half. This is an Altoona team, by the way, that in their first conference game has a driving layup attempt. No good by Jenna Stoltenberg for Ellsworth, but she was fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. But Altoona lost their first conference game last Tuesday against Baldwin Woodville, a game in which they only scored, at one point they were down 23-8. So scoring has been an issue early on for Altoona as Stoltenberg's first free throw hits the front rim and bounces out, no good. By the way, that foul was on Brasina, her first for Altoona. Second free throw by Stoltenberg. Too strong offensive rebound, though. Halverson, her putback, that won't go. Another offensive rebound for Ellsworth, but the pass back outside. Jumping the route is Addie Siverling for Altoona. She intercepts and then is fouled on a hold. That'll be the first foul on Stoltenberg of Ellsworth, team's third. Altoona leads by three, 12-9. 5 minutes left in the first half. Brasina tried to feed a pass underneath to Addie Siverling, knocked away by Halverson of Ellsworth, and Ellsworth the ball down by three. Stoltenberg to the free throw line, throws it to the right baseline to guard. Another jump shot from the baseline. She somehow grazed it off the glass, and it falls on him. McKenna Guard, the senior, with her first 2 points. And the Altoona lead cut to two with that shot from a near impossible angle to bank it off the glass. Now turnover by Altoona, and it's controlled by Ellsworth as they come right to left. Stoltenberg slows down right wing to Marks, top of the key, swung around high out left to Marks. Marks, left wing, right hand dribble knee high, curls into the lane, off the glass, she scores, and Ellsworth has reclaimed the lead on Alexis Marks' first bucket of the ball game. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Altoona down by one. Driving layup by Braylon Siverling. No. Offensive rebound to Altoona, and then they're going to get Braylon Siverling on the foul. She tried to race after the ball in the corner. She couldn't slow up. She had her belly hit the butt of Olivia Maher of Ellsworth. And that'll be the fifth foul on Braylon Siverling. And with that being the seventh foul on Altoona, it's going to send us the other way, where Olivia Maher will shoot a 1-1 for Ellsworth. So for Braylon Siverling, now that's three fouls. She'll spend the last 4 minutes of this first half on the bench.
Yeah, that's one thing you got to know. Now, three fouls in the first half, so that'll probably limit her for the second half as far as playing time goes.
Maher, though, misses the front end of the 1-1. And Altoona gets the defensive rebound. Altoona ball down by a point. 3:45 to play in the first half. Left sideline, Kleinsmith picks up her dribble. Pass to the left corner to Lima. Finds a cutting Duquesne underneath. And Duquesne will score with the right hand. Willie Duquesne with the bucket. And Altoona back in front. Ellsworth tries to answer. Three ball from the right side by Maher. No. And the rebound collected by Altoona. Coming from left to right, Addie Siverling runs the floor, stops the baseline, needs some help as the ball nearly gets raked away from her. She keeps possession, though, and does a nice job driving back outside the arc to reload herself, even though that ball nearly got pawed away a few times. Kleinsmith, top of the key for Altoona, chest pass to Addie Siverling, right wing, looked to find Berg underneath. She caught the ball but got fouled from behind by guard of Ellsworth. Fourth foul on Ellsworth, first on guard. 3 minutes left in the first half. Altoona leads 14-13. Oh, and somebody forgot to pick up Berg, as Berg was left all alone at the left block, and she scores. Ball passed in from underneath on the reset, and Berg was all by herself right there. Like somebody going to a breakfast diner all by themselves and drinking a coffee. There was nobody around her. Well, she'll score, and then the other way, a missed layup for Ellsworth, and a rebound back to Altoona. Altoona has the ball in a three-point lead, 16-13 late in the first half. Pass underneath, pawed away, collected, though, in the right corner by Kleinsmith, and Altoona gets the ball back. They'll try again. Lima, left wing. Right-hand dribble, waist high, a couple of dribbles, picks up the dribble to Addie Siverling, right wing. Floats a pass underneath the Berg. Berg catches and is fouled. Oh, they're going to give her the shots. She caught the ball, got fouled by guard as she turned and took a shot. Her shot was no good, and they're going to give her the two shots. So guard picks up her second, and Kennedy Berg will go to the line shooting two. First free throw by the junior Berg. That one bounces on in. Got it to go. A four-point lead for Altoona, matching their game high. And the second free throw. Arcing on, back rim, no. Rebound to Ellsworth. 4-point lead for Altoona, though. 17-13, 2:10 to play in the first half. High out left, Maher. Halverson has it just inside the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot off the mark. Did not even get the rim as it hit the glass. And the rebound back to Altoona's Berg. Pulled it down for the Railroaders. Altoona a chance to build on this 4-point lead late in this first half. Final minute 45. Between the wheels, Addie Siverling gives it to Bria Kleinsmith, but it's ripped away from her and a steal. A scoop by Alexis Marks and the score. Marks the steal, the scoot, and the score for Ellsworth. And that's a quick momentum switcher there. Lead back down the two for Altoona. 1:25 to play in the first half.
Yeah, Marks just went, I'll be taking that away from the Altoona. And
yeah, Lily Duquesne's driving layup too strong off the glass. Rebound back to Ellsworth. They could tie or take the lead. They'll go for the lead. A three ball from the right wing, though, grazes the front rim by Marks. And the rebound back to Altoona as Duquesne pulled it down. Final minute of the first half. Altoona leads 17-15. Pass into the lane. Is loose for the taking. Kennedy Berg gets control of it as she rips it away from Lainey Blomberg of Ellsworth. And they're going to get Blomberg on a foul. That'll be the sixth foul on Ellsworth, so still a non-shooting foul. 54 seconds to go in the first half. Ball thrown in underneath Addie Severling. Lost the handle on that loose little cell phone there. Ball's on the deck in a hell ball situation. It will be Ellsworth on the alternating possession arrow. Sometimes that ball is as slick as a brand new cell phone right out of the box, and it comes squirting out of your hands.
Yeah, sometimes it's as sticky as a piece of gum after you've chewed it. Other times it's as slippery as an eel.
Well, Ellsworth is going to burn a timeout. We'll take one with him. 49 seconds to play in the first half. Altoona leads 17-15. Back with the end of the first half right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
49 seconds to play in the first half. Ellsworth has the ball as they move from right to left. Altoona leads by 2, 17-15. Ellsworth ball at midcourt, controlled by Maher. High out right for Stoltenberg. With no shot clock, Ellsworth would be more than happy to make this the last possession of the first half. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first half, and Ellsworth just dribbling around with the ball at midcourt. Here's Stoltenberg. Out to give her some pressure is Addie Siverling. 20 to go in the first half. Stoltenberg again has it in midcourt. Flings it to the left side to Maher. High out right. There's Marks. Stoltenberg right corner. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Now they got to move. Stoltenberg right sideline. Fair to the baseline to Marks. Marks goes up. Ball knocked away from her. No foul. Loose ball picked up by Stoltenberg. Off the glass. No at the buzzer. And that's how the first half will come to an end. Ellsworth got a couple of kicks of the can in the final 10 seconds. Unable to get one to fall, though. And Altoona will go into the break with a 17-15 lead. And what has been, what could best be described is like watching a first grader try to read through a book. It's been slow, it's been sloppy at times, but hey, if you're Altoona, you'll take it. You've got the lead.
Yeah, it's a situation. Yeah, it's just what Altoona would want. Albeit they, because yeah, they were looking for a low scoring game coming into it. It was what they were expecting. So if it's a sloppy game and if it's, but it's low scoring and close, so they don't really mind of the situation.
So Altoona has a 17-15 lead in this low scoring pillow fight we've got right now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this first half. Derek will have stats and all of that for you as well. At the break, Altoona on top of Ellsworth, 17-15 from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, we rejoin you from Altoona High School. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano, happy to be with us on this Tuesday night, the start of our high school basketball season. And trust me, we're saving up the scoring because we didn't have a lot of it in that first half. Altoona leads Ellsworth 17-15. 17-15 in a game that could very well still be using peach baskets and a ladder to take the ball out of it. Low scoring, but Derek, we kind of expected that. As Michelle Poplinski had told us before the game, they're still looking for their scoring, Altoona. And for Ellsworth, they graduated the only player that averaged double figures for them last season. So on paper, it looked like it was going to be low scoring, and it has been low scoring.
Well, yep, you matched up two teams, one that was that's looking for their scoring and another that graduated a lot of their scoring. So when you put those two teams up against each other, you end up creating a low-scoring matchup.
But a game like this is a lot like stuffing. It might not look appetizing, but if it's made correctly, it's full of a lot of flavors. All right? So this hasn't been pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but whoever ends up winning it, it could still be very flavorful for them. Derek, give us some stats.
Well, it started off from shooting in the first half. Ellsworth shot 6 of 18 from the field, including 1 of 7 from three-point land. Also, were 2 of 5 from field goal, from free throws. As far as Altoona goes, they were 8 of 19 of field goals, 0 for 3 on three-pointers. They also made 1 free throw. On rebounds, Ellsworth had 7 offensive rebounds and 5 defensive for 12. And Altoona, 3 offensive rebounds and 8 defensive, totaling for 11.
So, yeah, neither team shooting particularly well, neither team getting anything beyond the arc, and both teams have left some points at the free throw line. Ellsworth being led by Morgan Halverson. She's got 7. Alexis Marks has 4. Altoona led by Amber Brasina, who has 6 points in this one so far. And Kennedy Berg has 3. Again, Altoona leads by a score of 17-15. Hey, our next coverage of high school basketball on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Friday night, more girls action, this time in the Big Rivers Conference. Eau Claire North against Hudson coming up on Friday night. 7 o'clock broadcast start and a 7:15 tip for that one. North against Hudson on Friday night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this one. The Altoona Railroaders on top of Ellsworth 17-15. Second half next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series. Heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
And we settle on in for the second half. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you from Altoona High School. Altoona has a 17-15 lead in this Middle Borders Conference girls showdown. Altoona, in this second half, wearing the white, will go right to left across your listening device. Ellsworth, by the way, in the blue. Of course, hello to those on 93.5. And thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, people can be tuned in from anywhere tonight, even if they so wish, in Topeka, Kansas. So, hey, a shout-out to Topeka, Kansas tonight at echometownradio.com. Altoona trying to get on the board right away in the second half. A three ball by Eddie Siverling, left side, no good. Offensive putback will not fall for Emma Lima for Altoona. And Ellsworth has the ball. Ellsworth the ball. Down by two. Pass to the right side. Addie Siverling for Altoona. Nearly picks it off. Goes off her fingertips. Out of bounds to the Ellsworth bench. Down to our right. Chilly temperatures outside. Feels like January outside, even though it is December. But I remind you that these games, while it is early and both coaching staffs are trying to feel out these relatively new teams, the game counts as much as it will in January. A baseline runner will not fall for Ellsworth's Alexa Marks. Ball out of bounds across the baseline and back to Altoona.
Yeah, these games here right now will count the same as they do in February. So when you're fighting for a spot late in the season, and you're going to be kicking yourself if you just miss out by a couple games if you miss now.
Amber Messina, three, won't go for Altoona. The other way for Ellsworth. That three won't fall for Jenna Stoltenberg. Ball out of bounds across the baseline. It will stay with Ellsworth. So still 17-15 Altoona, just past the opening minute of the second half. Derek, you said there, neither team shot well in that first half. Into the lane, losing the handle, though, for Ellsworth was Marks, and the ball back to Altoona. Addie Siverling stops the left block. Gets double-teamed. dribbles away from that. Boy, that should have been a double dribble, actually. Doesn't matter. The ball knocked out of her hands and last touch by her. Haley Yeager, first-year head coach for Ellsworth, was about to bark a little bit, and rightfully so. Yeager, by the way, spent 4 years at Stout, was a four-year starter for the Blue Devils before graduating in 2023. In the lane, a five-foot jumper splashes in for Ellsworth. Jenna Stoltenberg, her first 2 points as the freshman today, and the game tied at 17.
Yeah, that just levels up the game for Ellsworth, exactly what they wanted to do to start the half.
Duquesne underneath, off the, no, didn't hit off the glass. That's just an air ball from close range. And the ball back to Ellsworth as they try to reclaim the lead. Altoona's biggest lead was 4. I think Ellsworth at one point had a 4-point lead as well. That's it. Neither team has gotten any further, like kids affixed to their mom's hip. In the lane, a 10-foot jumper. That one rattles out no for Stoltenberg. And the ball back to Altoona. They come right to left, trying to reclaim the lead. Altoona again played the last night. Ellsworth has not been in a game since just before Thanksgiving. Altoona lost by 20 at Rice Lake yesterday. Altoona turns it away. The other way here for Ellsworth, they come left to right. Stopping for a 20-foot jumper. That's no good by Stoltenberg as she has not found the mark in this one. And the rebound to Altoona. Shooter's got to shoot. But Stoltenberg is not finding the mark right now. And then a foul in the backcourt as Alexis Marks bumped into Addie Seiverling of Altoona. Foul on Marks, her first and the team's first of the second half.
Yeah, but going over to Altoona real quick, I've seen a lot of turnovers and a lot of sloppy ones at that come from Altoona and even Ellsworth as well from this game. So that's something the teams are going to really be working on these next few days.
Braylon Seiverling keeps the ball in the left corner. Pass along the baseline to Berg. Berg has it. Berg tries to squirt herself loose. Had it for a moment. Ball comes out of her hands, though. Ball's on the deck. Couple players aside onto their knees trying to wrestle for it. And the hell ball situation will give the ball back to Ellsworth on the arrow. 14:55 to go in the second half. Game tied at 17 all. Last year, even with their deep, laden roster that Altoona had, they only scored 38 and 36 points against Ellsworth. So they didn't score a lot against Ellsworth last year, even with the veteran-laden squad they had. Halverson, left block, turnaround shot with the right hand is good. Morgan Halverson, a game-high 9 points, and Ellsworth has reclaimed the lead at 19-17.
And Ellsworth's just taking advantage out of the gates.
Addie Seiverling for three, bottoms! Addie Seiverling buries the three for Altoona, and they're back in front, 20-19. Maher drives underneath, ball though, ripped away from her. Stolen away by Berg, and Altoona has the ball. Here's Braylon Seiverling running the floor, bounce feet ahead to her sister, Addie Seiverling, and Addie Seiverling scores. A quick 5-0 spurt for Altoona, giving them a 22-19 lead. 13:45 left in regulation. Marks into the lane, back to the hoop though, nowhere to go. Throws it outside to guard. Guard though, as she tried to come in right side, travel with the ball, carried it like a running back briefly, and the turnover gives the ball back to Altoona. They've got a 3-point lead, which in this game, being so low scoring, feels as though you've got a wide open space like you're in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it feels like every time a team takes a 3 to 4 point lead, they're up by like 10.
Addie Seiverling for three, no from the left side, but the offensive putback by Lily Duquesne for Altoona. Duquesne's up the 4 points, and Altoona's got a 5-point lead, their largest of the game at 24-19. Now a steal at midcourt by Addie Seiverling. She runs the floor, off the glass, the left hand. She scores. It's 26-19 in favor of Altoona. They lead by 7. Oddly, no timeout taken by Haley Yeager with Ellsworth. Altoona on a 9-0 run. Up top for Ellsworth. That's Bloomberg. Right side to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg, right sideline. Now works to the baseline, stops from 5 feet out. Her shot off the top of the backboard. Ball falls down, grabbed by Altoona's Amber Brasina, and Altoona has the ball. On a 9-0 run, Addie Seiberling for three, right side, bottoms! Addie Seiberling buries it, and Altoona has opened up a 10-point lead in the length of a hiccup. 29-19 in favor of Altoona with 12:17 to go in regulation. Timeout Ellsworth will take one with them here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Well, all of a sudden, a 12-0 run for Altoona, in pretty much scoring half their points in just a three-minute span, and Altoona has a 29-19 lead, 12:17 left in regulation.
Yeah, just an unbelievable run from Altoona right now, and one that might really bury Ellsworth as they now lead by 10 points.
Ellsworth ball, they find Halverson, her knees. She gets knocked down to her knees, tries to wrestle the ball free as she's being tangled by four Altoona Railroaders. Eventually, it's a hell ball situation, and Altoona gets the ball on the alternating arrow. So right idea by Ellsworth, trying to get it to Halverson, who's been their only semblance of a scoring threat. But as soon as she caught it, she was like a drop popsicle, and the Altoona Railroaders were like a bunch of ants swarming her. Braylon Seiberling from the free throw line extended. A jump shot is good. And Braylon Seiberling hits the jumper. And all of a sudden, Altoona's on quite the scoring spurt. They lead 31-19, a 12-point lead, a 14-0 run. But the run is finally quashed as a three from the left side is good by Blomberg for Ellsworth. That stops the run, but by the time the run comes to a stoppage, oh, Altoona's already burnt the toast. They lead 31-22. Seiberling for three, left corner. Braylon Seiberling shot no good. Ball on the baseline, and it will go back to Altoona. Last touch by guard of Ellsworth.
Yeah, Ellsworth may have ended the run, but not before the damage was well and truly done. 14 straight points from Altoona on that run.
11-12 to go in regulation. Altoona leads big, and Addie Seiberling for three, left wing again. Bottoms, her third three-pointer of this second half. She's up to 13 points, and Altoona leads 34-22. Trying to answer back with a three is Maher for Ellsworth. The shot rattles out, no. On the rebound, Hell Ball will give the ball back to Ellsworth, and another timeout taken by Ellsworth. So Ellsworth takes another timeout. Altoona, though, has raced out in front in this one. 10:57 to go in regulation. Altoona leads 34-22, back in 30 seconds from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Ellsworth ball out of the timeout. They trail 34-22. Midway through this second half as Altoona's broken this one wide open thanks to a 14-0 spurt they recently had. A three right side off the mark by Stoltenberg for Ellsworth. Loose ball foul here on the rebound. It's going to go against Ellsworth. That'll be on Blomberg. That'll be her second, team second, and Altoona the ball back. But Derek, what a change. Altoona had 17 points through the game's first half and couple of minutes, but then over the course of about 4 minutes, score a 14-0 spurt to completely turn the game around.
Yeah, this game went from being a neck-and-neck, low-scoring rock fight to now Altoona has 34 points and is up by, well, a lot.
Up by 12. Turnover, though, back to Ellsworth. So if Ellsworth's going to get back into this game, they need their own spurt. Left side three is an air ball heaved up by Olivia Maher. Offensive rebound, Halverson. Her putback will not go, but there's Maher squirting on in. She gets the offensive board and scores. That is one thing that Michelle Poplinski, I don't think, is going to be happy with today. Of course, when your opponent misses so many shots, they're going to have so many opportunities. But all these offensive rebounds that Ellsworth has had in this game.
Yeah, Ellsworth just took advantage of getting of the board in this game, getting the offensive rebounds was something they did a lot of in the first half and something Altoona struggled to defend against.
That's not burning Altoona right now because they have a 10-point lead, but eventually it will. By the way, Ellsworth had the ball there again. A foul on the floor on Altoona. They're going to get Addie Siverling her first, team's first, in this second half. Ellsworth will check the ball in at midcourt. Ball thrown into Blomberg, right wing. Right sideline for Maher. Check that. Stoltenberg, right corner. Thought about the three, but out to guard her was Duquesne. Gets it to Halverson, right wing. She chucks up a three. That one bounces high off the back rim. No. Rebound, Altoona. Braylon Siverling tried to sprint right side, then decelerates. Feeds a bounce pass to Kennedy Berg at the right block, and Kennedy Berg will score. Berg up to 5 points in the game, and Altoona leads by 12, 36-24, matching a game high for them. 9 minutes left in regulation. Stoltenberg into the lane, kicks it outside to Blomberg. Nowhere to shoot, though. Good job by Braylon Siverling, who was out on her, all over her, like peanut butter smeared on white bread. Halverson, left block, her shot rattles out, no. Offensive rebound to Maher. He had it ripped out of her hands. Halverson gets it back. Her close-range shot, that doesn't fall. Rebound, Altoona. Running the floor. Lead feed by Addie Siverling. Ahead to Berg. Berg misses the first shot. Gets her own rebound, though. And Kennedy Berg will score. Hey, helped her own stats out there. Missed the bunny. Got her own rebound and scores. Then the other way, a ball stolen away by Lima for Altoona. Up the floor, though. It's ripped away from her. The other way for Ellsworth. Maher fouled on the driving layup attempt, and then whistle will stop play as Emma Lima down for a moment underneath the hoop. Thought she might have rolled an ankle there for a moment, but she pops back up. And when everybody recollects their breath, Olivia Maher will go to the line shooting two for Ellsworth. Foul, by the way, was on Lima, her first, and the team second. Altoona looking for the sweep, by the way. They won the JV game, right?
Yeah, they did take the JV game.
Maher's free throw. That one pops off the left side of the rim. No, what's Ellsworth on free throws now in this game with that miss, Derek?
Including the first half, they are now just 2 of 6.
Second free throw from the righty. That one is good. Maher up to 5 points in the game for Ellsworth. But Altoona leads by 13 points with 8 minutes to go in the second half. Between the wheels, Brasina. Right side for Klika. High out of the left for Duquesne. Back to the left corner to Klika for three. That's no good off the back rim. Rebound pawed around a bit. Berg got it for a moment at the baseline, but could not keep her momentum for having her lean across the baseline out of bounds. Alika Sywell pushed over in a tornado. She tried to stay upright, but eventually ended up on the ground. So the ball back to Ellsworth.